Now it's nearly 11:30 a.m. Time for Talking Animals on 88.5 FM WMNF Tampa. I'm Duncan Strauss, and I'm really delighted to be bringing you another edition of Talking Animals. As always, we're kicking off the show with an animal tune. This is the late, great Syd Barrett with a song called Effervescing Elephant here on WMNF.
An effervescing elephant with tiny eyes and great big trunk once whispered to the tiny ear, the ear of one inferior, that by next June he'd die. Oh yeah, because the tiger would roam. The little one said, oh my goodness, I must stay at home. And every time I hear a growl, I know the tiger's on the prowl, and I'll be really safe, you know. The elephant, he told me so. Everyone was nervy, oh yeah. And the message was spread to zebra, mongoose and the dirt dirty hippopotamus who wallowed in the mud and chewed his spicy hippo plankton food and tended to ignore the word, preferring to survey a herd of stupid water bison. Oh yeah, and all the jungle took fright and ran around for all the day and the night, but all in vain, because you see the tiger came and said, who me? You know, I wouldn't hurt not one of you. I much prefer something to chew and you're all too scant. Oh yeah, he ate the elephant.
This is the late, great Syd Barrett with Effervescing Elephant, an animal tune of sorts, as we ease into today's edition of Talking Animals on the 88.5 FM WMNF Tampa, streaming live on the internet via the station's fabulous website, WMNF.org. My name is Duncan Strauss, and I'll be here till noon today with our program that is devoted to all subjects in the animal kingdom. Indeed, the show now airing the first two Wednesdays of each month at 11:30 a.m., primarily seeks to learn about animals and animal issues from our guests, from news items, from your phone calls and emails, from assorted other sources as well. But we're also quite interested in celebrating animals through music, comedy, and other means. We've always aimed for a spirited balance of those elements, as you can readily glean if you care to visit our website, talkinganimals.net. Indeed, the website offers archives of all our past shows. And we're podcasting now, baby! Including all our initial programs on WMNF, which have featured an array of illustrious figures from the animal world or notable folks from other fields who have a legitimate tie to animal welfare. Today's edition once again extends the show's tradition of speaking with fascinating folks from all walks, I should say, of animal life. With the conversation we'll hear momentarily from our guest Linda Hamilton, Executive Director of Animal Coalition of Tampa, ACT, which offers low-cost spay-neuter services at its clinic out in the community through its neuter scooter and other means. They also provide other low-cost services for those living with animals, hold a monthly spay-neuter program for feral cats of Hillsborough County, and more. We'll find out much more about the Animal Coalition of Tampa when we speak with Linda Hamilton in a few minutes here on Talking Animals. As usual, we'll also welcome your comments and questions at 813-239-9663 or by email at dj@WMNF.org. Want to briefly, as we always try to, hit a couple, or at least one, animal news announcement or news item. And sort of relevant to the Michael Vick situation, and also one of our recent guests on Talking Animals, Allison Giannotto of the PetAbuse.com organization and database. They have started a tip line, a dogfighting tip line. It's 1-877-713-4448, 877-71-FIGHT. And it's a national dogfighting tip line. And as they note there, it's dogfighting is a crime in all 50 states, and it's a felony in many. So if you know of any dogfighting going on in and around where you are, just call that number to report it, and they will help you from there. And they also give you some other tips on that very subject. So, again, it's petabuse.com, great resource. And the phone number one more time is 877-713-4448. Okay, let's step briefly today into the Talking Animals Comedy Corner, which involves animal-oriented comedy. This is Tom Papa with a short piece called Pet People on today's Comedy Corner here on WMNF.
We gotta go somewhere, though. This baby is just killing us. We had to have a baby, though. It was really getting to a point. My wife was becoming one of those weird pet people. Like, anytime someone would tell a story about their kid doing something like scoring a goal in soccer, my wife would chime in, oh, that's like Gracie when she bats the ball down the hallway. Shut up. Pet people are very aggressive now. Have you noticed that? Pet people, very, very mean. you don't like pets, they think you're like a Nazi or something. You don't like pets? You're so mean. How can you not like pets? You're so mean. Really, I'm mean. I'm not the one keeping a wild animal hostage in my apartment. No, but he loves me. Really. Open the door. See how much he loves you as he's hightailing it to Pennsylvania.
All right, that's Tom Papa with a brief piece called Pet People, taken from his album Cool, Common, Collected. I'm Duncan Strauss. This is Talking Animals on 88.5 FM WMNF. The station website is WMNF.org. The show website is TalkingAnimals.net, where not only all our past programs are archived, but many are now available as podcasts in iTunes. Also on our piece, also on our site, there are pieces written about us and pieces we've written. Heck, there's now a Talking Animals blog. And just as a few days ago, stepping into the 21st century a bit late, we have a brand new MySpace page. It's talking_animals. And if that's too confusing, just go to talkinganimals.net and click on the MySpace link. There's also a calendar of pet events taking place in and around Tampa and late-breaking bulletin, although I don't actually have the bulletin, but just want to let people know to check the website DunedinDogs.com, because there is a big fundraiser coming up in 2 weeks. The details were not provided in this late-breaking bulletin, but my guess is if you went to that website, you would find that info. So DunedinDogs.com to get the lowdown on a big fundraiser coming up for that organization in 2 weeks. So, and again, there's other pet events in and around Tampa on our website, TalkingAnimals.net, a place to subscribe to our email newsletter so we can keep you posted on forthcoming guests, program news, and remind you when the next show will air right here on WMNF. That's TalkingAnimals.net. It's nearly time to meet today's guest, in-studio guest, no less, Linda Hamilton. So let me quickly outline a few important details about her. As I mentioned a bit ago, she's executive director of the Animal Coalition of Tampa, ACT, which offers low-cost spay-neuter services at its clinic out in the community through its neuter scooter and other means. They also provide other low-cost services for those living with animals, hold a monthly spay-neuter program for feral cats of Hillsborough County, and more. Their big annual fundraiser, speaking of fundraisers, Stride for Strays, in this case, will be held Saturday, October 13th at Al Lopez Park from 9 a.m. to noon. So with the reminder that we invite you to join the conversation by calling 813-239-9663 or emailing us at dj@wmnf.org. Let's welcome Linda Hamilton to Talking Animals. Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm fine, Duncan. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for joining us in person, no less.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So, as is often the case, I think it'd be best to sort of start at the beginning. How did the Animal Coalition of Tampa come to be?
Oh, that started probably about 10 years ago or so, I'm thinking, when I was visited over and over again by a scraggly little skinny abscess-looking tomcat showing up on my front porch over and over every day, looking very hungry. He finally trained me to bring him the food, but I felt like something else needed to happen with him. I just didn't know what it was. And I thought that whoever owned him was not taking very good care of him. So I started doing a little research, and I knew very, very little at the time. What I found out was that there's probably about 200,000 of those little scraggly tomcats running around. They're called feral cats. They are simply a result of people that have been not kind, abandoning them or letting their cats roam without spaying or neutering. What I found out after that was that in our own neighborhood, in our own county, numbers are really bad. We euthanize probably about 70 dogs and cats a day, every day of the year, every week of no holidays. And so that's what ACT
when you
is all
say
about.
We, sorry, Linda, when you say we euthanize that number, what is that?
It's done down at the county shelter.
So this just means in this immediate area, that number.
Yeah, and I hold us responsible because the county wouldn't be doing it if we weren't taking the animals down there to them. we're taking the animals down there to them simply because there are way too many of them for us to home.
Mm-hmm.
There just aren't enough homes for them all because puppies keep having puppies and kittens keep having kittens. And every family in the county would need to own 20 cats and about 8 dogs before we had enough homes for every animal that exists right now today.
So this is strictly the product, or byproduct, really, I guess, of the just huge pet overpopulation explosion.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
And but beyond that scraggly guy kind of knocking on your door, you know, why you? What was there beyond that guy? Was there a galvanizing event or catalyst that set things in motion?
I didn't want to start the organization. I didn't want to go there. I started looking for help in places that already existed, and there just weren't any answers to the overpopulation problem. In the meantime, however, I was drafted by a local rescue adoption organization. After a while, I was brought onto their board, and after a while, I was elected the treasurer. I was given the annual report one year and realized that we had spent what was a goodly amount at the time. It was $50,000. Adopting out 300 and some dogs and cats. And it was when I was given that report that I realized that's about how many we as a county destroy in about 9 days. So we had spent all of our money and all of our volunteer time and all of our energy adopting out as many as we kill in 11 days, the first 11 days of the year.
So once again, the numbers are just staggering.
And we realized then that in order to stop these numbers, the communities that have done something about it have done that through high volume, accessible, affordable spaying and neutering. And that's why ACT came to be.
And when exactly did ACT join us on the scene here?
We were licensed 501c3 nonprofit in August of 2001. In 2002, we started monthly clinics for the free roamers, the little tomcat type guy. PetSmart bought us traps. We had a lot of funding, a lot of recognition, and we borrowed clinics for about 2 or 3 years. Humane Society provided us with their clinics and several different veterinarians in the community. It was about March of 06. We had done our strategic plan the year before and determined that we really needed to increase our numbers, and they needed to include dogs as well. So in March 06, we opened our low-cost spay-neuter clinic.
And that's on Lemon Street, I want to say, off the
1719 West Lemon Street. It's 2 blocks east of Armenia and in between 275 and Kennedy, Cypress and Kennedy.
I thought it was impressive that I just had Lemon Street in my head. I certainly couldn't have all those details. But, you know, Linda, I found over the years in doing the show that people who do what you did, basically start or create an organization, were often surprised to find that such an entity didn't already exist in that area. To what extent was that your experience when you were just seeing these staggering numbers and then sort of realized, I've got to do this because somehow it doesn't exist so far?
I don't think I was as much surprised about it not existing as I was about that being the answer.
Being the solution.
I thought we could adopt our way out of it. It made sense to me to keep adopting and keep adopting, and that was the way we were going to do it. I was going to adopt this little feral cat. That's how naive I was at the time. It was like Tom Papa said, open the door, let the guy out.
Mm-hmm.
Cats that are born in the wild do not want a home. That doesn't mean they're homeless.
Right, right. So really, it was once you got more involved in that organization. Do you want to say what the organization was that you initially helped that sort of opened your...
St. Francis Animal Rescue,
okay.
And we work hand-in-hand today. They're
mm-hmm.
a great organization, and they do help us out because we have a very adoptable pets that sometimes show up at the clinic with people that need to have some type of referral.
Mm-hmm.
We have a street kitty program with St. Francis. The kittens that are brought to us from the colonies that we are able to pull out at a young enough age We will go ahead and spay and neuter them and do the testing and then turn them over to St. Francis, who adopts them out for
so
us.
So there are some nice cooperative efforts even to this day.
It takes a community to fix this.
Yeah,
we all
for
got
sure.
us in it, and we're going to have to belly up to the bar here and get us out of it.
Gotcha. This is Talking Animals on WMNF, and we're speaking with Linda Hamilton, Executive Director of the Animal Coalition of Tampa. If you'd like to join the conversation, have a question or a comment for Linda, please call us at 813-239-9663, or you can email that question or comment to us at dj@wmnf.org. So you've mentioned some numbers, and you know, I just think that the pet overpopulation situation, as you kind of alluded to in terms of how you kind of travel that learning curve yourself, I mean, the numbers are just so huge. So let's really look at something that maybe really puts it in a context very locally. So as ACT entered the picture, or let's just take any random slice of time since maybe opening the official doors in March of 06, how many animals were typically being euthanized in Hillsborough County and or Pinellas County?
Combined, the two different counties, there's approximately 44,000 that were euthanized in 2006.
Wow.
That's a lot of animals. Try to think of that number. It's astronomical.
And is that, compared to, say, 2005, up or down?
It's down a little bit. Mm-hmm. What we found out from our experience is that things stabilize first. And when I say our experience, we didn't invent this wheel. We're just using the information that exists in other areas of the country, San Francisco being one of them, New Jersey being another one of them. Anytime you have high volume, focus, spay, neuter, your numbers are going to go down. First, they're going to even out, and then they're going to start diving. This past year is when we took the biggest jump. We're down about 7% overall. The good news is that we're down. It's never happened before. So we're moving in the right direction.
And are you suggesting, based on other models, that is now a trend? It
yes.
won't be up and down. It'll continue to be down.
Yes.
It's just how steep.
How steep is the downturn? The dogs are decreasing faster than the cats, and we have a feeling that that's because of those little guys out there, the ferals.
Feral guys are altering that number mm-hmm. on the feline side for sure. And alongside the 44,000 that you cited being euthanized in those two counties last year, what kind of numbers was ACT sterilizing in that same period?
We sterilize approximately 75 to 100 feral cats once a month, and we approximately spayed and neutered in our first year. 2006 was our first year.
Of a full freestanding clinic, you mean?
Of the freestanding dogs and cats, pets.
Okay.
Yeah, so we were about 5,000 last year.
Wow.
We just hired our second veterinarian, and this year we're looking at about 7,500. Our ultimate goal is up to 12,000. We mentored after an organization by the name of Humane Alliance. They've done over 100,000 animals in North Carolina.
Wow.
And their numbers are just almost non-existent, their euthanasia numbers.
Really? And so when you say your goal is 12,000, would that be then, if you hit that, you would want to maintain that, but realistically it's probably not practical to exceed that? Is that what you're...
Probably not in the amount of space that we have.
Yeah.
We're working on the idea in our strategic plan. We're looking at a building fund. It looks like it's probably going to take us about 10, 15 years to get out of this mess with, spaying and neutering every day. We need to get into the low-income market, so that's our target focus. If we can get over and above supplemental, the 7,500 needs to come from people that probably wouldn't have the opportunity to do this if it weren't for a low-cost spay-neuter clinic.
Right. We just got an email question I think is important to kind of really answer this before we go any further. Frank from Cyberspace writes, what's the difference between spay and neutering and sterilization?
Yeah, I don't know why it is that we call a spay... Spaying and neutering, both of them are sterilization. It depends on the gender.
Right, so
spaying is for the female cat. It's a sterilization of the female cat, and neutering is a sterilization of the male cat.
And spaying is a little more elaborate procedure,
yes.
Typically,
it is
right?
a more yeah. elaborate procedure. There are three layers. We use three layers of dissolvable sutures, and the last one is just right under the skin. And the male doesn't even have sutures unless it's a bigger dog. However, you know, you still need to consider that it is a major surgery for all of them, and they need to be treated quietly and kindly for a week.
Sometime, yeah. And what does it cost? Now, let's say I walk in with a puppy and a kitten to the ACT clinic, and the puppy's a female and the kitten's a male. What's it going to cost me to walk out there with those animals fixed or sterilized?
I think one of the biggest secrets in the area is the county's $10 spay-neuter program, the voucher program.
Wow.
For people that are either on public assistance or qualify for public assistance, it amazes me the people that qualify for this that don't know about it. $10 at our clinic. Now, it's really kind of, there are a lot of people, there are a lot of veterinary clinics that recognize the $10 voucher, but it doesn't always give you $10. Quite often the bill can run a little higher, so I don't want people that know about it to be disillusioned. We do it for $10.
And so, sorry, Linda, just to make sure I understand. So if I qualify, I guess, based on my income or whatever, for the $10 program, are you saying that if I walk in, let's say, with one animal to your clinic, if I have qualified, then I can get that,
yes.
The procedure performed for $10?
Yes.
Wow.
Pain medicine, sedative,
so
anesthesia.
Not just the procedure, but the follow-up meds, et cetera.
Right. Pain medicine to take home with you.
And how do I determine if I do qualify for that $10?
If you qualify right now for any kind of public assistance, Medicaid, food stamps, any type of public assistance, then you automatically qualify. If your income is no greater than 150% of the federal poverty line, which is pretty, I think it's $20,000 for a single person.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you have children, as the family's bigger, then the ceiling goes up.
Wow. Well, that's incredible. And again, it's the kind of thing, like you say, a lot of people probably don't know. Let's hope some of them are listening or later listen to a podcast or an archive of this, because for 10 bucks, how can you not go?
How can you not go? I mean, it's not only because of the community needs, but it's also because it's so much kinder and it's so much healthier for your pet.
Yeah.
The health benefits are concrete, and it's easier to take care of a pet that has been spayed or neutered. They're not running as much. They're not going through the heat cycle. They're just all kinds of picket, you know, different benefits.
Right, so almost sort of secondary benefits, but significant nonetheless.
Right.
Yeah.
And more important to a lot of people, quite frankly. And that's okay, as long as you do it. I don't care why you do it.
Yeah. No, that's great, though. I mean, really. This is Talking Animals on WMNF. We're speaking with Linda Hamilton, Executive Director of the Animal Coalition of Tampa. You can, too, by calling 813-239-9663 or email us at dj@wmnf.org. And it looks like we do have a call. Let's take a call. Hi, you're on WMNF with Linda Hamilton from ACT. Hello? Okay, they're gone. Hi, you're on WMNF with Linda Hamilton from ACT.
Oh, hi there. I had a question for your guest.
Please, go ahead.
I was wondering if their place has the same overload of pit bull terriers as other shelters around the U.S.
Well,
we don't have a shelter.
Yeah,
we don't
not
have
really,
a shelter.
It's not really a shelter. It's a spay-neuter clinic primarily. So I don't know that's a question that Linda could really directly...
But I can tell you that we do get a lot of pits in, and we get some very sweetheart pits as well. Small ones, large ones. Today we probably have a good half a dozen in for spaying and neutering.
Okay. Well, that's great to know. You're doing great work.
Thank you.
Thank you
for your call.
Bye.
Hi, let's take another call. Hi, you're on WMNF with Linda Hamilton from ACT on Talking Animals.
Hi, Linda. My name is Bob. I'm calling from Sarasota.
Hi, Bob.
I appreciate everything you guys do up there. Is there any type of program down here in Sarasota or any thoughts of expanding your program into surrounding areas?
You know what? When you guys ask that question, you wear me out. actually, we're working with the Humane Society, but it's in Bradenton.
Okay.
They're working on opening a low-cost spay-neuter clinic down there. We'll be helping and advise them. We've had them up here looking at our operation and how the flow goes. Maybe from there they'll move on down to your place. All right. You know,
it takes somebody to step up and pick up the banner like you did, I guess.
Yeah, thank you. And I think that they're doing it there. They seem to be full of a lot of energy, and it takes energy and determination, really. And I don't know, it takes that empathy for these little furry friends of ours, because we messed it up. We got to fix it.
Yeah, I tell you. Still yell at my friends who gave my 9-year-old a feral cat for his birthday.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Yeah. And because it's the gift that just kept on giving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. Well, thank you so much.
The sales and everything. So I appreciate anything you guys can do down here in Sarasota to start the movement.
Thanks so much for your call. We got quite a few actually, folks. So looking to call. Let me ask you a couple of the questions, and we'll get a couple more calls on, and then actually we're nearing the end of our time. But with what you're doing, and of course, obviously, I guess it's subsidized, but with $10 procedures, operating ACT must involve considerable costs. I mean, how is it funded? Obviously, it's a 501c3 that you mentioned, but is it donations, contributions?
Great question. The county does reimburse us, albeit a small amount for some of the expenses that are related to that. However, there's a great level of people that don't qualify. They're working, they have a job, they just don't have a lot of disposable income. And we average about 25%. If you don't qualify for that program, you probably qualify for our low cost, which is anywhere between 40 for a cat and 95 for a great big dog.
Wow.
And those have to be subsidized. Our largest fundraiser is our Strive for Strays.
Good. I was just about to ask you about that, Linda, since we're nearing the end of our time.
It subsidizes the when debits don't equal credits, we need subsidy. We have local people, we get some grants, but mostly our largest fundraiser is Strive for Strays. We have someone that is challenging us this year, anonymous donor, anyone that brings in, any team that brings in $500 in donations or contributions, they're going to give us an extra $500.
Wow. So it's a matching.
It's a matching contribution.
And let's remind people, because we are just about at the end of our time. We've got so many phone lines lit, but this Stride for Strays is October 13th.
October 13th.
Al Lopez Park, 9 a.m. to noon. And there's its own website for that, right? Strideforstrays.org to find out more about that.
And it's updated and it's ready for your online registration.
Okay, so we're going to try to take one or two very, very quick calls, because we're actually, I should be done now, but I got every phone line lit, so I got to take at least one more. Hi, you're on WMNF with Linda Hamilton from ACT on Talking Animals.
Hello, my name is Michael from Tampa. Am I on?
Yeah, quick question for if you could, Mike, only because we're really actually past our time. But
okay, I have several cats around my neighborhood here. I was just wondering, I may actually qualify for that low income type credit, but I haven't really gotten any kind of assistance. I want to know what it would cost just for somebody who wants to bring in some of these cats, one, two, or three of these cats, and what number I can reach you at.
Our number is 813-250-3900. 250-3900. We do loan out humane traps.
Mm-hmm.
So you can call and reserve some. We have, 50, 100, something like that. If you don't qualify, we have our spays and neuters start at $40, and that includes the pain medicine. You would, however, have to get a rabies shot. We give a rabies shot, run you $10. So for $50, you can spay neuter those cats. We have a $25 feral cat day once a month, and that is a different number. That's all volunteers. That's 818-9381. But you've got to wait in line for that one. It's extremely popular, and with the clinic, you can mostly get in a couple of days.
Yeah, because these aren't really my cats. But
yeah, that's what it.
Go ahead.
They're more yours. They're more yours than they are anybody. If they're going to have a chance, they're depending on you.
Well, thank you so much for the call, and I'm just, gosh, there's so many other folks calling, and we got other emails. I think what we'll have to do, Linda, is have you back again, you know, as soon as we can to talk about feral cats, because I've seen a couple emails about that, and I'm going to guess at least one or two of the six phone lines lit would have a question about that, but we're just, I'm afraid we're out of time. So, actampa.org for the website, right?
actampa.org.
Or .com, I guess, really. Either
yeah,
one
will take
care of
the other.
And strideforstrays.org. And Linda, thank you so much for joining us today on Talk Animals. I wish we had more time to chat, but we will have you on again, and we'll talk all about ferals and other things that we didn't get to today.
Thank you.
All right. So it's Duncan Strauss. You are listening to Talking Animals on WMNF Tampa. The show website is talkinganimals.net, which I hope you'll visit to sign up for our email newsletter, subscribe to our podcast, check out our calendar of Tampa pet events, make suggestions for future guests or topics, check out our new Talking Animals blog. It's all found on talkinganimals.net, and we're now on MySpace. It's talking_animals, or just go to our website, talkinganimals.net, and click on that link for MySpace. It's time to proceed to name that animal tune. There'll be a prize, your very own Talking Animals t-shirt. Come on, you know you want one. To the very first person who calls in at 813-239-9663 and correctly identifies this animal tune. It's Name That Animal Tune on WMNF. All right, well, if somebody calls in, maybe we'll... Here's a call. Hi, can you name that animal tune?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
This is Time Keeps on Ticking.
You know, that's not actually the name of the song, but it's a lyric.
All right.
You know what? We're going to give it to you just because we're that kind of guy. So what's your name?
Hey, you're the greatest.
what's your name, sir?
My name is Dave Erasmo.
Dave, if okay, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'll come get your information afterwards to send you out your Talking Animals t-shirt. Thanks for listening. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Okay, we have a winner, folks. Sorry. But, we've just about reached the end of today's edition of Talking Animals on WMNF Tampa. The show now airs twice a month, specifically the first and second Wednesday of each month. So we'll be back next Wednesday, September 12th, and our guest will be Margaret Cho. I hope you'll join me then. Meanwhile, please visit our website, talkinganimals.net, and while you're there, please sign up for our email newsletter so we keep you posted on show news and guests and other cool stuff. And again, check out that MySpace by way of the website as well. I'm Duncan Strauss. Thanks very much for listening. Have a good week. Be kind to animals. Be kind to others. Be kind to yourself. Please stay tuned for NPR News, followed by Democracy Now! And I'll be back at 4 p.m. tomorrow hosting the Sonic Detour. And I'll return for another edition of Talking Animals, September 12th on WMNF Tampa. So we'll catch you then. We're closing out today's show, as always, with an animal song. This is Gary Rosen with the Three Bears right here on WMNF Tampa.
Once upon a time, in a nursery rhyme, there were three bears.
One, two, three.
One was a papa bear, one was a mama bear, one was a wee bear.